T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now from DallasCowboys.com, our good buddy, our North Texas Mean Green brethren, the one and only Kyle Yeomans. And Kyle, North Texas, they're taking on Houston Baptist at Apogee this Saturday. How pumped are you?
I am so pumped to finally get some college football back. They released the uniforms. They're going with the icy whites, guys, the icy whites. That are like throwback versions of the Mean Joe Green jerseys. Oh, they're so good looking. I'm so pumped about it. But they're going to go out there. They're going to whoop some Houston Baptist, and they're going to turn around and hopefully do better in conference play this year than they did last year. But yeah, we'll talk about that another time.
All right, we can talk about that another time if you'd like. Although, man, I'm all
about it. Walter just wants to get into all the Mean Green football conversation, which is just riveting radio.
I know. There is some bad Mean Green news that we'll get to for Biggest L, Biggest Dub. Mm-hmm. Might be making an appearance on the Biggest Dub L, I should say, list. It's an L. It's a big
L. We have a big Mean Green L being taken tonight, and you're bringing it to the table?
Yep, we do.
Oh, my God. I hope it doesn't involve Yeomans. Yeomans, are you taking it?
No, it does not involve Yeomans. Yeomans knows exactly what I'm talking about.
It does not, I promise.
It doesn't. It does not. It's nothing to do with Kyle Yeoemans at all.
Well, speaking of that, ha-ha dicks, huh?
Clinton.
Were you surprised?
No. I mean, yeah. Okay, let me reset. Yes, I was caught off guard there by Eric.
Get out of yourself.
Yes, I was a little bit surprised. Now, he was on the bubble. And whenever we're talking about the safety position specifically, there's a lot of uncertainty there, especially whenever Xavier Woods is out and you have some issues there, maybe filling a role that you thought was going to be filled by a veteran, HaHa Clinton Dix. And that's where I really was surprised, is the fact that Woods is going to miss a little bit of time. I don't know if it hasn't been said yet whether or not he'll be back for week one or not, but the fact that he's even banged up remotely, I thought was kind of it was a given that HaHa Clinton Dix would be on the roster whenever the 53-man was set this Saturday. So, yeah, I was a little bit surprised just based off of what we had been seeing in practices and the fact that he had kind of been demoted in the depth chart, and really kind of at least it seemed like he had been visibly sent backwards, and not necessarily just a rotation thing. It was definitely something that was storyline worthy just based off of the body language and the action that we had seen from him, and the fact that he wasn't rotating really at all with the first team safeties, and instead it was Dorian Thompson that was in there with Xavier Woods. Now, he did fill that role whenever Woods went out, and so that's another reason why I was a little bit surprised, is the fact that he did come in and played alongside Thompson whenever Woods went down and got banged up with the injury a couple days ago. So I am surprised that it ultimately went down, but the fact that it was even in the conversation wasn't a surprise whatsoever.
Kyle Yeomans, DallasCowboys.com, with us here on the Nosebleed Seat. So Kyle, you're in the building every day. You're witnessing practice. Very few media members get that opportunity. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going through their mind right now? Are they getting rid of HaHa Clinton Dix because they are very comfortable with what they already have on their roster? Do you think they're comfortable going into week one with a slightly banged up Xavier Woods and Dorian Thompson, or is it Donovan Wilson getting some more action? Mm-hmm. Are they comfortable with that, or do you think this is a domino move to ultimately land Earl?
It's tough to say right now, because really everything coming from Cowboys camp is that they're not interested. They're not talking. It's not a thing that's even on their mind right now, even though I guess common sense-wise, it would be on your mind. It's on every fan's mind. As soon as the news broke, me and David Hellman were the only ones still upstairs today, and we were kind of talking back and forth, and he was like, well, here comes the Earl Thomas news. And I was like, yeah, that's what our mentions are going to be for the remainder of the week is when is Earl going to be signed? When is that move going to happen? Because it seemed like at least a move like that would telegraph it. Well, then all of a sudden, the front office comes out and says, well, we aren't actually talking to Earl. This is a move that we feel comfortable making because of the guys we have on the roster. Now, they did move the rookie corner in Reggie Robinson, the second back there, to safety. And he's had, what, three practices, maybe four, where he's had legitimate safety reps. So I don't know if that's a move that they're just overly confident about, that he's going to make that transition seamlessly, or if there's going to be really anything to work with there. But I think at the moment they're okay if they stay put. I think that's the best way to put it. I think they will look to add, whether it's Earl Thomas or somebody else in the secondary. I think they'll look to go and try and pick somebody up. Maybe it's a via a trade. I don't know even where the conversations start on that, but I still think there's an opportunity to maybe trade some of these guys who are either going to be put on a practice squad or maybe cut throughout the later parts of the week. Maybe they'll try and maneuver a trade to go get a safety from another squad that has an abundance of them. So it's either they're staying put and they're okay with that, or they'll try and look elsewhere. But if they don't come up with anything, then they're still fine moving forward.
So, and we got Kyle Yeomans here with us here in the Nosebleed Seats. When it comes to the talk of moving Cheeto over to safety, uh-huh. Right? I mean, where do you stand with that? For us, it's very difficult not being able to watch practice. So we've got to go by, you know, our conversations with you. Broaddus has said he thinks Cheeto, until he got hurt, was one of the better-looking corners of the group. A lot of people, and you've mentioned how Diggs has looked really, really good. So maybe him progressing allows you more flexibility if you want to kick Cheeto over to safety. I just don't know that you want to go ahead and make what is a little bit of a questionable spot already at corner, now make it, all right, one of our better options is now a safety. I mean, where do you stand now with that whole potential theory of moving Cheeto over to safety?
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily anything that needs to be brought up right now. Or it might have been brought up, but I don't think it's anything that actually needs to become tactical. Because, like you said, I agreed with Broaddus. I thought Cheeto Awuzie looked great over a corner, and I think the progression of Anthony Brown and Trayvon Diggs, both Brown as a veteran and Diggs as a rookie, seeing their progression into a more confident role for each one of those guys, I think gives you that flexibility. But then you have a banged-up Jordan Lewis, and then you have Cheeto, who's already banged up himself, and you've already moved one cornerback to the safety spot. And I feel like if you end up moving Cheeto back there, then all of a sudden your depth at corner becomes your depth at safety, and all of a sudden one question mark just flip-flops with the other one. It's not like you have seven corners who are going to be locked down guys that are just setting the world on fire and they're playing out of their mind. It's not like you have that. Corner is still a position of question mark in itself. I mean, the cornerback spot doesn't have that abundance of talent that you would normally think maybe moving guys around would be okay with. I think if they do take Cheeto Awuzie out of there and throw him back into the safety spot, I think ultimately that just creates more problems for the depth that you would have at the corner spot, even with guys like Diggs and Brown playing upwards and continuing to progress.
Yeah, I'm with you. To me, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So with that being said, you know, with the cutting of Ha Ha Clinton Dix, Darian Thompson's the dude who was running with the ones, and he's a guy that we saw last year. He got some more minutes against the Dolphins early in the year, and Eric and I were like, man, look at this kid. He's really flashy. He's looking pretty good. I liked him coming out of the draft out of Boise State. Started with the Giants for a little while. But then the more reps he got with Jeff Heath's injury last year, you could tell why this individual was a borderline starter in the NFL. Has he really made a jump this year? I mean, is he looking like a starting safety in the NFL right now with what you've seen from him in practice, or are you still concerned with him going out there week one starting against the Rams?
I think we would have been concerned no matter what, especially with the injury to Xavier Woods. But I don't necessarily think it's whether or not Thompson is going to be better. I think he's going to be better than he was last year whenever he filled in. It's tough to tell exactly where that growth has been just because they're not hitting in practice and they don't have the chance to step up and really make plays. You can see positional-wise and spacing and communication and all of that seems fine. I don't really see any big red flags from Thompson there where we might have seen a little bit with that with Clinton Dix throughout a couple of his reps throughout practice. But it's so tough to tell with these safeties exactly how much of a growth you're going to see from them. And I think playing alongside Xavier Wood last year helped him grow a lot, even though he did lose some battles and he was a notable backup behind Jeff Heath. I think he can step up and fill that role. Is he going to be better than Jeff Heath? I still think that's yet to be seen. But is he going to be better than what we saw out of Thompson last year? Absolutely.
Kyle Yeomans, DallasCowboys.com, with us here on The Fan. Are we concerned about Amari right now? That injury, they're downplaying it, but he's on the side doing some conditioning work during practice. Mm-hmm. You've been there. You've seen it. Like, what's your concern level, if any?
You know, my concern level went up a little bit with the press conference that Mike McCarthy had yesterday. And then I think it actually went down today, seeing Amari working on the ropes on the side, because yesterday the question was asked and he shrugged it off. He obviously did not want to talk about Amari Cooper and his potential health issues yesterday. He shrugged it off and continued to shrug it off after a couple questions came flying at him. And I thought that was a huge red flag. That was something that I looked at as odd. I thought originally the reason we weren't seeing Amari was just because we were in training camp and it was trying to get some of these young guys reps. I mean, I even told a friend the other day, it wasn't that Amari was getting a ton of less reps than Michael Gallup and CeeDee Lamb. Even both of those guys were kind of held back from their reps because we wanted to see a lot of what Cedric Wilson and Noah Brown and Vintell Bryan and John Vay Johnson all had in that receiving corps to finally make some of those decisions as these roster cuts loom. So I didn't see anything crazy with that. But then yesterday's press conference with Mike McCarthy and the way that he talked about it, it worried me a little bit more. I said, what's going to happen here with Amari Cooper and how does this play out because of the injury issues that kind of lingered from last year? And that was my biggest worry. But then today, seeing him kind of work early on in practice and then go over and stay in pads and in his normal uniform, his normal practice getup, and then go work on the ropes, I think that was actually encouraging to me because for the most part, if guys are injured and they're out for at least an extended period of time, they're in their football suits. They're in sweats going and working out on the ropes. And the fact that he was fully dressed for football with everything except for a helmet, I think actually said, this guy's not going to be out for long. This is a temporary thing, and we should get him back here over the next couple of weeks.
That's great news. Kyle Yeomans joining us here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of Dallas Cowboys football. Kyle Yeomans of DallasCowboys.com as we talk some Cowboys here. And the last thing I want to ask you about here, Kyle, is the roster cuts. Anything stick out to you aside from Ha Ha Clinton Dix from what the Cowboys have done so far when it comes to trimming down the roster? And do you think, I mean, look, we're not going to hold you to this on record, but your gut feeling, could there be another shocking cut between now and the start of week one that maybe we should be keeping an eye on?
I don't think there would really be anything crazy shocking. I know the other day on our podcast, we had mentioned Ha Ha Clinton Dix as a potential shock, even though that was really less of a shock than even we were talking about. The other one we mentioned was Sean Lee, and I don't think that's happening whatsoever. I don't think if Cowboys fans should even be remotely worried about that because I think he still brings a level of veteran ability to that linebacking spot that they definitely need right now. So I don't think that's anything to worry about. I think really kind of the moves that they're making right now are clearing way for the moves that are going to come later this week. They're only now – what would it be? They would be three spots away from having the 16 players added on to the 15 or to the 53 man roster. So you've got those 16 players on the practice squad, and they're three cuts away from reaching that number. So I think there's a chance that you could see something shocking, but ultimately I think it's pretty cut and dry this year as to who could and could not make the roster. And it's a short list of names that are going to be on that bubble. But I think for the most part, if you've been paying attention and you've been around Cowboys camp, I think you pretty much know what the next couple moves are going to entail.
Kyle, thanks for the intercourse, brother. We love you.
Appreciate it, Aaron.
There he goes.
Thanks,
Kyle Yeomans. As Walchuk is, I think Walchuk is borrowing Julius's apparatus in between asking questions, and he's ripping it, and he's got, it looks like he's got rookie lungs all of a sudden. A veteran showing rookie lungs here. That was
choked
surprising.
Choked my own saliva there.
I cannot believe you right there. If you're going to do it, at least don't cough into the microphone.
Wow. I turned the mic off.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.